Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A guide to life's most trying dilemmas. I'm Paul Brown.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
So Rob, welcome back. You were gone for a little while helping your wife out with your new baby girl, Rachel. By the way, congratulations.
Thanks very much, Paul.
Yeah. Hey, so what's our topic today?
Well, it's what to do when you clog a toilet and you're over at your friend's house.
Oh my gosh, I remember the first time it happened.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. I mean, I can't imagine a more gut-wrenching experience than when you flush the toilet and then the water is going the wrong way. It's like, uh-oh.
Now, I don't remember where this happened to me, but I do know that I was a kid, you know, at someone's house. And I'll never forget this incredible feeling of horrible inevitability as I watched the water come slowly up and go over the edge. Ah!
I know. The floods are rising, and it's a panic situation. So I used to have a strategy when that happened, which was just to get out of the bathroom as soon as possible, run as far as I could, because...
Yeah, and make like you were nowhere near that room.
I don't want to have anything to do with that room once the water flows over, but I've now gotten a little bit of a better idea of what to do. I talked to a guy named Bob McComb. He's from Crown Plumbing and Heating. They serve right here in the district. And I found out a much better way to handle this situation.
First thing that I would do is immediately take the top off the tank of the toilet bowl and reach inside. And there's a little flapper that's lifted up so all the water can evacuate the tank. You want to push that flapper back down so it drops prematurely so all the water doesn't exit the tank. Because all the water exiting the tank is going to go on your floor.
So it's all about containing the problem. I didn't even know. You could take off the top and then, you know, push this thing down. And then what he says is what you want to do is look for a valve, I guess like a kind of knob on the bottom.
Yeah.
And turn off the water. And now your problem is contained. Water won't be flowing everywhere and you don't have to run out of there.
You know, we're supposed to be smart people, and I have never thought of taking the top off the toilet tank when the thing overflows. It's never occurred to me. And then just, you know, just get down there and turn off the water. That's not bad.
Well, the thing is that it's actually, I think, harder than just that because, as you know, people like to put a lot of knickknacks on the top of the water tank, you know, little bits of potpourri, maybe there's tissues, maybe like little trinkets, and so you have to take all those off. Then you have to lift that big, heavy lid, which...
And put it somewhere.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the water's coming up.
Right. Then you got to dive into that tank, and hey, maybe you're at a formal affair. Now you got to take off your coat, roll up your sleeves, and that water's rising, you know, so...
It's not good. This is just not good.
You're basically, you know... When you're watching that water go up, it's a countdown to Armageddon because Armageddon comes when that water splashes over.
It can drip to the ceiling if you're on a first or second floor, you know, to the basement or first floor. And
Could fecal matter actually drip through a ceiling?
Not that, but I mean, the water that comes through will be tainted by that.
That's pretty gross.
not something really want to have, especially if you're having company coming over or something.
Yeah, I mean, or if you are company, that's definitely not the gift you want to give to your host is, water dripping through the ceiling that contains fecal matter.
Not during the banquet.
No.
Not exactly.
No.
So, look, is there anything you can actually do to prevent this sort of thing from happening in the first place?
Well, Bob says that the first thing you want to do is choose your toilet wisely. He says you want to look for one with a 2 1/8-inch trapway, fully glazed, and that has at least a 3-inch flapper.
Now, 3-inch flap? Well,
yeah, now I'm guessing...
I'm going to be careful and look for these things the next time I'm in the market.
You know, you want to ask maybe your host about these specs, but maybe your host may not be so fluent with, you know, how big the flapper is on his toilet.
Mm.
In which case,
I don't think so.
I would just go for and look for the newest toilet possible because Bob says the ones that do back up are usually the older ones that have a lot of gunk in them or just have old pipes. So those are the ones most likely to give you trouble. But the other thing is sometimes you're in a place and... there's only one toilet, in which case you have to take active preventive measures to make sure nothing actually happens to you.
You know, if you've got a lot going down, you might want to have a few flushes throughout the sitting process.
I mean, it's more than just a courtesy flush. It's a practical flush.
That's right.
Well, Rob, that's really good to know, but I've got one last question. Let's say, you know, you have some really bad luck, and you've done your deed, and now the doggone thing just won't flush. We've all been there in one way or another. You can't just leave it there. So what?
Right. So this is not as critical of a situation than the toilet bowl overflowing, but still a pretty bad one to be in.
Because yeah, this is embarrassing.
You don't want to leave that in there. No. You don't want the next person to walk in. Maybe you can get away with that wasn't mine, but it's still not a nice thing to do for your host. So this is where you need to reach for the plunger. And hopefully, hopefully, your host will have a plunger in the bathroom. You got to look around for it. Maybe be discreet, call in someone, say, hey, get me a plunger, you know, if you have a, you know, someone who can work with you or something. But if you can get a plunger, Bob says most of these toilet clogs can be solved with just a simple plunger. But he says there's something about the technique of plunging that most people aren't so aware of.
Actually, a lot of people don't know, but the best way to plunge it is to have the toilet water almost to the top of the bowl.
Right. So you have to have the water all the way up the top. Then he says you want to slowly push in, and then it's the pulling that really gets something dislodged. It's not the pushing, it's the pulling. But this is the key, is that when you're jerking around that plunger and the toilet bowl is full of water with the stuff in it, you have to be really, really careful. It is not easy, which is why I recommend practice.
Practice, practice at home.
Right. So, you know, let's say you're going home, and you're not so familiar with plunger techniques, maybe go with a clean bowl, get in there, plunge around, and make sure that you know how to plunge when the crisis situation comes on so that you're not getting splashback.
And, you know, do that bathroom survey when you arrive at the house where you're a guest. Just check it out.
Exactly.
Is there a plunger? Is this an old? Is this a new toilet? Whatever. Just, you know, take care of yourself.
Or take care of things before you get there, which is what you should really be knowing.
Hey, Rob, thanks a lot. All good to know. I've learned just a heck of a lot today. And I guess that about does it for this edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Paul Brown.
And I'm Rob Sachs.